This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
The presidential campaign has returned to the issue of private equity and the outsourcing of jobs. President Obama has latched on to a Washington Post report that says the private equity firm Bain Capital, which Mitt Romney used to run, helped pioneer the outsourcing of jobs. Here's President Obama speaking a few days ago.
Let me tell you, Tampa, we do not need an outsourcing pioneer in the Oval Office. We need a president who will fight for American jobs and fight for American manufacturing. That's what my plan will do.
Well, for some analysis, let's bring in Marketplace Economics correspondent Chris Farrell. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So, Chris, is it true? Was Romney a pioneer in outsourcing?
Yes, it's absolutely true, Jeremy. But, and this but is very important, it was part of the business scene of the time. There are lots of pioneers. Let's give a little bit of context here. U.S. business, it was having its clock cleaned by Japanese competitors, German competitors, British competitors. And so people like Romney were coming in, taking over companies, adding on a lot of debt, and looking for efficiency. So what was the mantra? Well, what is our core competency? What is our business? Outsource everything else.
Well, the Romney campaign, though, has come back and said there's a big difference between outsourcing and offshoring, and that distinction was not made in this original story in The Washington Post.
Okay, so the motivation is essentially the same, right, between when you outsource or you go offshore. The big distinction is offshore is you're going overseas. So the seminal moment with offshoring was Y2K. Remember Y2K when the computers were going to come down? And a lot of the computer programming was done in India because they had the expertise. And all of a sudden, business woke up and said, hey, if we can be doing computer programming overseas in India, what about call centers? What about accounting? So in a sense, they're two sides of the same coin. But outsourcing, which is the bigger topic, is you go to a company that has a competency that you don't want to have. You pay them to do your payroll, to do your IT. Offshoring is you do that overseas.
Well, politics aside, from a business perspective, Chris, was there any way to escape this outsourcing trend at U.S. companies back in the 80s?
No. What was the mantra? We live in this global economy. Business was restructuring to be more productive, to be more efficient. And so this was part of the drive toward higher productivity, which we saw in the 1990s, and also taking advantage of a lot of the innovations coming out of Silicon Valley with information technologies. It was part of globalization, part of increasing productivity, part of becoming a more competitive nation.
Marketplace Economics correspondent Chris Farrell, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.